Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garble the Twistery channel.
Okay, hi, it's Garbled Twistery, and we are in the middle of venturing through the 1820 VP candle dates. Last time we checked in on Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so who is next on the vice principal potential list? Oh, a challenger has appeared? Who's the new guy, huh? Why, it's... Yo, it was only 1764 when Daniel Rodney was born. He was a sailor in a merger with eight children of his own.
He's gonna catch 'em all cause he's Daniel Rodney.
The family lived at 231 2nd Street in the Delaware, in the town of Louise. He served as a judge in the court of common pleas for the poor people. He was a trustee.
Rodney.
Before he was 21, he realized that his own ship got captured twice. The American Revolution was during that time. He was much more unique than the other guys. It was then Danny knew what he had to do. He had to run for governor and try not to lose. He's here to fight for me and you.
He's gonna get the ball cause he's Dan Rodney. Gonna get the ball cause he's Dan Rodney. Gonna get the ball cause he's Dan Rodney.
No comment. I bet you're wondering how that governor's race went for our buddy Danny Phantom. It was a close one, but he lost to some Democrat Republican guy named Joey Has-Been by, like, less than 100 votes or whatever. But he did win in 1813 against Tom Riddle, primarily because Delaware is on the coast and Revolutionary War Redux was really making everybody upset, and it was the Democrat Republicans' fault it even happened. Speaking of 1812, let's dwell on that for a hot sec, okay? Remember, the tea sippers did set the Capitol on fire this time around, so anyone can understand that Delaware was freaking worried. In Philly, some dude named Tommy McThomas was getting all the troops together like nobody's business, and Pea Patch Island, a place that literally has no business being fortified with a name like that, got fortified. And the tea sippers were finally, like, shooed away from Delaware for good or whatever. And since our guy Daniel happened to be fresh on the whole being the governor scene while Delaware was in the process of standing up for itself, he's gonna get all the credit. And some people are even gonna want this dude to be vice principal of the country. So there's Delaware's food for thought coming into this riveting 1820 election. I never thought that state in particular would be so interested in Ghost Hunters International. But you know what they say, and I don't know what they say, so I'm not going to say it. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Johnny Bravo's hairdo, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus episode in the queue is a bonus on competing with cards. I know, exciting. Anyways, next time, it's another Federalist VP candidate and another new guy nonetheless. Who is this Richard Stockton? What is his deal? Let's find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Pea Patch Island